You know, it was the summer of 73. Most rising high school seniors would be going to the beach, but this old blonde-haired kid from the Star City named Dowdy, not the case. I was doing what I always wanted to do since I was 12, and that was be on the radio. And I got my wish, and then some. So after 47 years in radio and some TV sprinkled in, I need to thank the chance takers. Who are they? They're the ones who believed in me, a kid with no experience. Thanks to the chance takers, like Gary E. Cooper, he gave me my first job in this business. Larry Bly, mentor, still a good friend today. The late Alec Coleman, who had a vision for a station called K92 and let me be a part of it. And current owner of Wheeler Broadcasting, Leonard Wheeler. He took a chance knowing my music background, but had no idea what I could do with News Talk, or if I could do anything with News Talk. Many thanks to my best friend who called in a little bit ago, Tom Rush. You got me through some snowy winters here, my friend. Finally, my rock, love of my life, my wife, Glenna, who took a back seat for 31 years of my 47-year career. Couldn't have done it without you. Kenny, I appreciate you and the fun we had here on mornings. But you know what? No radio show would be complete without you, the listener. You're smart. I value your opinion. And you made this job over-the-top fun. I'm going to do some podcasts down the road, maybe a few voiceovers, so maybe you'll recognize that voice on the radio after all, and I do plan to sleep past 1:45 a.m. starting tomorrow. Thank you for spending even a minute with me and letting me share my life and learn from yours. Take care of yourself. Honestly, I can't wait for tomorrow's new chapter to start. I think it was Tina Turner who sang, "You are the best, and you're simply the best." So, thank you. And Kenny Shelton, thank you for putting up with me every morning.
Larry, as we say so often, these shows fly by, man. They're gone in a minute because of the listeners and because of the show prep you put in. Hey, man, I feel honored to have spent this time with you on the air during this part of the history of the morning line here on WLNI. You've been great, my friend. Thank you.
Back at you. And thanks for all the texts, all the phone calls this morning. I really appreciate it. That's it. Let's get out of here. Let's go into retirement. One more time. Kill Meats next.